CO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The motive remains unclear after five people are arrested and charged with murder in the horrific torture and death of a transgender man in Western New York. CBS's Chanel Call.
A missing persons investigation turned gruesome murder case has stunned New York authorities.
This is by far the worst homicide investigation that our office has ever been a part of.
Police say 24-year-old Sam Nordquist's body was found in a field in northern New York last Thursday, 4 days after his family requested a welfare check. Nordquist's mother says she was concerned.
The last time I talked to Sam was January 1st.
Investigators say the suspects and victim knew each other and the suspects identified as LGBTQ+. Nine people died in Kentucky, one in Georgia, after heavy rain and winds caused flooding and downed trees in the southeast. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Bowling Green.
It's not just the significant amount of rain and all that flooding. We know there were several tornadoes reported in states including Mississippi, Alabama, and of course, in the northern tier, places like Detroit saw an incredible amount of snowfall. So you are really getting a lot of people impacted by some sort of significant weather event just in this weekend alone.
A polar vortex is gripping the Rockies and northern plains and spreading. Thousands of probationary federal health agency workers were fired over the weekend as the Trump administration continues to dismantle federal agencies.
The effort is spearheaded by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, led by billionaire Elon Musk. Thousands of federal employees have been terminated in the move that Democrats have fiercely criticized. The job cuts are in addition to a buyout offer which 75,000 government workers have accepted. Willie James Inman, CBS News.
President Trump is trying to gut the United States Agency for International Development, which for six decades delivered humanitarian aid overseas. Republican Andrew Natsios was U.S. aid administrator under George W. Bush, and he told CBS's 60 Minutes.
What they did was they went back 20 years to try to find things. If you have to go back 20 years to find abuse, that means there isn't that much abuse.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz tells us the NBA All-Star four-team tournament wrapped up in San Francisco.
24 chosen NBA All-Stars and a group of rising stars were divided into four teams to compete in a mini-tournament Sunday night. In the championship game, Team Shaq, led by Shaquille O'Neal, knocked off Team Charles, led by Charles Barkley, 41-25.
LeBron James was sidelined because of foot and ankle problems. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Small town daughter of a circus clown, done what was frowned upon, discount handout, open pantry. She entertained other guys, but the devil caught his eyes and he couldn't see. She ain't right any night, but she goes on and on and on and on and on. Club-footed, don't be long, cross-eyed, tongue-tied, virgin, first degree. He never had a girl, said the pretty little thing in his magazine. He's the kind girls can't whine. And she do, and she do, and she do.
Man, do it fine. doing.
She was looking. Pretty thing that she married to. She took a boy who was easy to fool. Hit it down, make all the rules. Kid your boy like a dog. Daughter of a circus clown, breaking down rocks alone at the penitentiary. And that slack jaw, club footed, don't belong. It's gone down in the first degree. It ain't right.
It is Saturday night, and already we've had so much local stuff, and it continues in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Wise Jennings starts tonight's show, and they are live at the Red Rooster on March 29th with Between the Howls. This hour of local music that is new, fresh, and loud is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza, a family pizza restaurant. Tastes the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's North, East, and downtown areas. Search Doughboy Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. Can you believe spring is almost here? And with spring comes Fat Tuesday on March 4th. You can celebrate with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon. This is Outstanding by the Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. On Max Inc. Radio. See them live with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band at the High Noon Saloon on March 4th. Yep, that's Fat Tuesday. Next up at the After Hours is Alex White and Friends. This is Rag to Riches in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Make a beeline for the coast. And maybe we'll find one day deep peace of the running waves on the Gulf of Mexico. But she said, though you want to flee, know that the first to leave could be the last one to know.
Listening to the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Remember, if you are tuning in right now and you want to hear the show again, well, you can always hear it on Sunday, but maybe it's Sunday right now. Maybe that's where you are on the timeline. Well, then you missed the kickoff of this week's after hours show. Don't panic. You can always swing by civicmedia.us and check out the Max Inc. Radio page. Right there, there's a podcast. Subscribe, and me and Genevieve Hayward will pop into your device and be on standby for when you're ready for the local stuff. Catch Genevieve on 329 along with a gaggle of local music artists at the Respect Concert, a celebration of women in music at the Majestic Theater. This is All Along. Right now on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Soul Society is taking us to break. This music was requested using the Civic Media app box. Follow along, email, text, message the show in the after hours. And just like that, your local music dreams will come true on Max Inc. Radio.
Kept on waiting for you to call me, but I must have been waiting just a little too long. And now you must have changed your number, 'cause it just don't ring the same. Honestly, what the hell was I thinking? Truth be told, I was doing a little bit of drinking, and I just had to find out if you sometimes think of me. And it's been so long since I've seen your face, and I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then. Well, I keep on thinking about the first time I saw you. Stood there blinking, 'cause there was nothing I could do. I was so entranced by you, and nothing's ever changed. So long since I've seen your face, I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. Johnson, and then the Jimmies. Yeah, even our commercial breaks are full of local music goodness. Time now to power up the patent-pending After Hours Jimmy Tracker. And yeah, you missed them doing live stuff on Valentine's Day, but that's only because your eyes were blinded by love. Next up, you can see the Jimmies at Toffers in New Glarus on the 20th, and then on March 6th, or on the 21st in Beloit. This half hour's stocking of local artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Speaking of stocking local artists, Bing Bong will be in Sheboygan at the Three Sheeps Brewing Company on April 18th, or at the High Noon Saloon on July 18th. This is Rule the Run. Now, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
Bing Bong, the Heavy Looks, and then the Chris Aaron Band in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Heavy Looks just had a Tiny Death submission, and yes, you're right, you can see it again on Max Inc. Radio's social media things. The People Brothers Band is taking us to the end of hour number one, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
It is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, it is, baby, I don't know. You know where you're going. With the mouth full of words, from the word, who you want me to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it. That's it. Oh, yeah, you know that's
Thank you.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Powerful storms have unleashed death and destruction in the South. At least 10 people are dead, one in Georgia, nine in Kentucky, which has been inundated by raging floodwaters. Governor Andy Beshear.
This is one of the most serious weather events we've dealt with in at least a decade.
CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Bowling Green.
Many of these rivers are sending water over roads, submerging homes, submerging cars, and it's unfortunately why we've seen so many people lose their lives, among them a mother and her seven-year-old child killed just on Sunday.
Snow and ice are making travel treacherous from the Midwest to Northeast. A polar vortex could bring temperatures as low as 45 below in parts of Montana. Thousands of federal workers begin the new week without jobs, and the Trump administration vows to forge ahead with more firings to shrink the federal government.